that's what we haven't done, you know, the last, you know, few weeks, I guess, where we lost games, haven't taken advantage of the opposition and making plays. So we got to do a better job of that. The good teams, the consistent teams, you know, take advantage of that and make plays, and that's what we got to get back to.
Lights are on tonight, time to stand up.
Say it again.
Lights are on, time to stand up.
Oh, yeah, time to stand up, baby. I mean, we're 2-3. We're still right in our division. All the teams basically are in the same place, and we still can do great things. So it wouldn't be a better team to start it against, and that's Pittsburgh.
Perspective on things.
Well, like I said earlier, give us a chance to heal up a little bit. We had a few guys that got banged up. You know, Champ, you know, Javon, who was hurt before. Tom Naylor went out. So it gave us an extra week for guys to heal up, for us to evaluate some guys. Guys going to have to step up because that's what happened when you get injuries. So, but I think the bye came at a perfect time for us, and now it's time to move forward and to win a lot of football games.
This Pittsburgh game, you were near a year ago, but was as physical as any one game anyone can remember. What are your impressions of this Pittsburgh game?
Well, Pittsburgh, you know, they've been known as a physical football team. You know, they play a lot of, you know, smash mouth type football. You know, they're very aggressive defensively. Offensively, you know, they like to run the ball, like to play smash ball football. And it plays into our shoes. I mean, I know we haven't been as consistent against the run, but, you know, we have guys that can stop the run. We're a good football team. We're a veteran team, and we, you know, we prepare for it. So, you know, like I said, playing in front of the whole world gives us a chance to show the world that, you know, we are a good football team and that we can get back the way we played the first couple of weeks.
You mentioned consistency. How do you go about finding that? Is that through reps and practice, something you do in the games? What does that entail?
Well, just try to polish out all the wrinkles, you know, all the things we've been struggling on and some of the things we haven't been doing right. And, you know, when we executed and done things right, you know, we executed our defense perfectly and held our opposition. So we just got to get back to doing what we did the first couple of weeks. And that's, you know, being consistent and playing at a high level. And, you know, last week was two weeks ago was a struggle against San Diego. And now having a team like Pittsburgh that's going to come in and have similar backs, speedy backs, you know, both have, you know, good quarterbacks and they have some guys outside that can make plays. So have our work cut out for us. The goal for us is try to eliminate the big play and try to force them to do some of the things they want to do.
When things aren't going so well, do guys try to do too much and almost kind of lose focus on what their job is, perhaps?
It happens. I'm not going to say that's the case with us, but, you know, we just got to be consistent, man. You know, like I said, you know, we haven't been as consistent, you know, in executing our defense like we should, like we did the first couple of weeks. And having an extra week where we can polish out some of our wrinkles and evaluate ourselves and see what we've been doing wrong, I think the bye week came at a good time. And now, you know, it's time to move forward and it's trying to, you know, get to where we need to get to.
Have any adjustments been made in practice?
I mean, well, we make adjustments, you know, every day. It's going to be some things that we don't do so well or we might struggle with that extra day of practice give us a chance to polish out, to iron out. So, like I said, this week against Pittsburgh give us a chance to execute some of the things that we didn't do so well against San Diego. And I know the guys are fired up about it.
Ben Roethlisberger seems to be back to his old self. What's the key to stopping a quarterback?
Well, you know, he seemed to be playing at a high level right now with a lot of confidence. You know, Hines been down, but still the offense there have still been able to execute through Willie Parker and Miller, the tight end, and Ben. And so the key is for us is, you know, like every week, you know, we want to try to eliminate the run, stop the run. Unfortunately, these guys throw the football. You know, with having the secondary that we have, you know, that's what we want to do. And to be successful, you have to stop the run. So that's our first and foremost biggest challenge is to try to stop the run.
And you guys did a better job against San Diego. There were some big plays, but a lot of plays were 2 yards, two and a half.
It was just some two plays which got their average up high. And they had that long run for like 70-some yards. And then they had another run that the backup running back, I can't think of his name, that he got was like a 40-yard run. So give us a chance to keep, you know, doing some things well and to polish out some of the things we've been struggling with. You know, like you just said, in two runs, other than that, you know, defensively against the run, we did well. So just to keep, you know, focusing in on our assignments and just keep executing and flying to the ball. If we do that, we'll be successful.
Dre, how much would a win mean to this team's confidence right now?
I mean, it means a lot. I mean, I'm not going to say our confidence has been shattered because, you know, the three losses in a row. It's just the fact that in a situation where we haven't made plays that we need to make plays and we got to get back to doing that and putting our team in a position where we can win football games offensively, defensively, and special teams. And like I said, it wouldn't be a better game to get it back against You know, a game that we play in front of the whole world, a Sunday night game, a game that everybody be watching. That's a game that we all need to get fired up for.